Grassroots Radio.
We put quantity first.
Yes, I like the rhymes.
All of us are born with the miraculous ability to determine the direction from which sounds approaches.
Let us venture into new and uncharted land.
People get shook up, you know, when I'm introduced as God.
Energetic, poetic, and athletic. You know I get down and dirty when it's time to set it. I'm tearing through, clean your scene like ammonia. I drown ya, flood four corners, the perimeter. I wonder, cause earthquakes, bolts, and lightning. You couldn't test the one and only Mike Titan. Ah-foo-rah, now you hear it, now you know it. The body of the life force came forth just to show it. Crucial, lyrical style ain't what it used to. Microphone check, 1, 2. I hit the atmosphere, give MCs visions of comets. Technique hit by force, the earth I hit and bomb it. Immaculate conception with the weapon, emitting mind-boggling forms to mental sections. Beats is cooked, bass burning like it's lava. Throwing shit together more iller than MacGyver. I never tire, spirit live like a wire. I came to let you know fantasies burn like desires. Before I go, on this mic I show pity. Coast to coast I whirlwind through cities. Yeah, I whirlwind through cities. Influential, scientifical power. My mental violence will shower, devour at a crazy rate. Enterprising, uprising, surprising, ultrasonic, mind like bionic. Hit your body up just like a roots tonic. It's ironic, negative broke to north. I hit the crowd up and scorch off like Malator. Stadiums is ripped in half, the diameter of area. Mathematics, straight up stereo. Face to face, cheek to cheek, eye to eye. Not many wish to battle but never wanna die. So they kick it, bout the finer things in life. Yes, rings is nice, yes, but knowledge skills be priceless. And so I radiate platinum, diamonds luster, flavor. Perform unique, my cosmic saber. As the legends told, the heavens cradled my birth. Time to get down from my crown and show you what it's worth. My energy levels about to reach the proximity. Perverted monk, I whirlwind through cities.
Friends prefer to call him just plain God.
I whirlwind through cities, influential, scientifical power. My mental violence will shower, devour at a crazy rate. The intentions on reminiscence essential. On how I had dreams of a youth, now monumental. It's coming true, things I said have come to pass. That MCs would get busy but still won't get no cash. Some talents get the stash, with skills a half is yours. It's not about styles, it's what the crowd you has applauds. This unified circle, slip up it hurts you. So I spread forth and my thoughts make miracles. With my syllables I'm killing you, but never softly. I'm unique, my critique speaks of my physique. From Chicago to Cairo, skills like the mic. On MCs I make them think that I was hieroglyphics. Now the whole world can read the message. Fake MCs couldn't walk through my passage. Ah-foo-rah, shake the world with agility. Master self, I whirlwind through cities. Yeah, I whirlwind through cities. Influential, scientifical power. My mental violence will shower, devour at a crazy rate. Yeah, I whirlwind through cities. Influential, scientifical power. My mental violence will shower, devour at a crazy rate. Yeah, I whirlwind through cities. Influential, scientifical power. My mental violence will shower, devour at a crazy rate. Yeah, I whirlwind through cities. Influential, scientifical power. My mental violence will shower, devour at a crazy rate.
He didn't shed no tears.
The 21st century is here, while the rage of the people is near. Raise your voice around the stage.
politicians on the tape bought and sold in every state of the nation. Getting caught red-handed, sex scandals on a secret vacation. The rich get richer while they laugh right in your face. Try to be greedy, said the needy, just take up space. Forget Uncle Sam, that's the way of the corporations. Taking jobs overseas to explore another tiny poor nation.
Arms around the state, I'll keep the crypto away. Watching healthcare choke. Uncle Sam is going broke.
Your last money, it's all gonna be a stone gas, honey. So occupy Black Wall Street, occupy Sesame Street, occupy your family, occupy Buy Black Wednesday, occupy the dollar store, occupy group prayer more, occupy heaven on earth, occupy your community first, occupy the divine, occupy your black genius mind. Because not one single college or university in the history of the world has ever been able to create not one single my Michael Jackson, not one. James Brown, not one. Sly Stone, not one. George Washington Carver, not one. Marcus Garvey, not one. Bob Marley, not one. Whitney Houston, not one. Etta James, not one. Josephine Baker, because you can't touch this and you can't teach this, not one. Baylor, not one. Muhammad Ali, not one. Thelonious Monk, not one. Genre of music like the blues, jazz, reggae, hip hop, like a funk. Not one Son House, not one Duke Ellington, not one Sam Cooke, Marvin Gaye, Bill Cosby, John Henry Clark.
Hello and welcome to the Grassroots Radio Show. You're live on MutinyRadio.fm here at 2781 21st Street in the Mission District. And the song you just heard was called Uncle Sam's Going Broke. And it was off the album Jazz Funk Hip Hop Poetry, which is produced by True Vibe Records. And fortunately, we have the owner and producer of True Vibe Records here in the studio today, and his name's Bill Jackson. Welcome, Bill.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm so far away that the microphone wasn't working.
That's okay. You gotta be flexible.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, you know, I wanted to promote and enlighten y'all to True Vibe Records, but I'm going to let Bill go ahead and do it because he's the producer and the owner of True Vibe Records. So why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, and I want to thank you again for having me on the show.
Of course.
You know, that last cut that you heard is like Aaron was saying, it's Uncle Sam's Going Broke. There are two versions of it, a short version and a long version. And it was written about the time of the Occupy movement back in 2011 during the height of the peak, but it's still relevant today.
Most definitely.
And, you know, it speaks to, you know, the challenges of the economy and the haves and the have-nots growing apart, gentrification, you know, all those kinds of things going on. And True Vibe Records has a mission to explore different types of music, a lot of different types of music, you know, jazz, funk, R&B, Latin, blues, conscious hip-hop, spoken word, and combine all those types of music into a new music, a new, unique
A new genre.
And we call it jazz, funk, hip-hop, poetry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, the also part of that mission is not... Well, part of it's to entertain, but, you know, we want to enlighten people on socially relevant issues, and also inspire people to make positive changes in their lives and make positive changes in their communities. So,
well, you know, see, and that's what I love so much about music is that when you really start to delve into the complexities of music, you can realize that it's not just to have fun necessarily, or, you know, just to entertain, which it does a lot of, but it's also there to enlighten you. And we have music from all over the world, from all different cultures, and they're so complex, and they can do so much for just feeding us into living differently, to opening up our minds, to just living life the way we see fit. And I think music can do that for you.
That is so true.
Yeah. Yeah,
they call music the universal healing force.
Right? Yeah, I mean, everyone can vibe to some sort of music,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's essential.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, I want to, first off, just thank you for coming on, and also to explain that I feel like we got a good connection here because the Grassroots Radio Show is all about playing music, whether it be friends of mine or talented artists from all over the world. Playing music that is not just there as a superficial entertainment. It's also there to enlighten and inspire people to go out and change the world.
Absolutely.
And go out and really be themselves. So I think music can explore and also open up a lot of those possibilities. So maybe we could go on and play a song, but first, maybe explain sort of your background, why you wanted to make a genre like this.
Well, yeah, that's a good question. You know, I kind of stumbled into producing music by accident.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, you know, I grew up playing music.
Okay.
Played a lot of bands here locally. And, you know, I wound up over the years getting into teaching, and I was a public school teacher in Oakland.
Okay.
And I was involved with a program that came into our school, one of the schools where I was working there, the Julia Morgan Center for the Performing Arts.
Okay.
And they were working with our kids and combining arts, performing arts with academics. And I hadn't been involved in music, but, you know, they encouraged me to bring in artists because I knew some artists that played, and then I got involved.
Right, right, of course.
And then, you know, one thing led to another, and I started getting more involved in the creative process myself, and then started to do my own thing on the side.
So you kind of veered away from teaching.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Much.
Yeah, exactly, all the way out.
Yeah.
You know, and I had been in it for years, too, a long time. You know, but that passion was reignited, and, you know, just one thing led to another. I hooked up with a spoken word artist and poet named Paradise.
Paradise.
We were talking about it earlier before we started the
Right,
show.
And he's from the Bay Area as well, right?
He's very well known on the spoken word scene in the Bay Area.
Okay.
And he had a lot of material, and, you know, so we hooked up. And,
yeah.
You know, but before I met him, I had taken a trip to West Africa.
Wow.
To Senegal.
Senegal.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I had been used to doing these Black History assemblies, you know, at my school once a year, and I was going to do something to commemorate my trip.
Okay.
And I was just going to do one song and then, you know, have an artist to, you know, perform rap or do something over sing or whatever.
Right.
And... you know, I wound up hooking up with Paradise, and it evolved into a full-scale album because he had so much material.
And so you just thought this would be one song?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, and it evolved. Something and so it wasn't really planned. It kind of grew on me.
Yeah.
And then once I got into it, you know, I couldn't stop. So
here we are. That's good.
Four albums later.
Yeah, approaching it humbly, it seems, and getting a lot of unexpected results.
You know, the thing is that... you know, I've been blessed because I'm involved with a lot of people. This latest album involves over 25 different artists from all over the Bay Area.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
All over Oakland,
yeah,
Berkeley,
right on.
San Francisco, Richmond,
bringing
Nevada,
the people together.
Yeah, San Jose, Gilroy, mm-hmm. Fremont, San Leandro.
Yeah, Sacramento.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we're well represented all over the Bay Area on this album.
That's what we like here at Grassroots Radio, a good Bay Area artist, because there's so much talent that comes out of this melting pot here up in Northern California, this bubble we call the Bay Area, and you could say that True Vibe Records is one good example of bringing artists from the Bay Area together. And I just understand you're bringing all around the world too.
I guess you could say that because one of our hip hop artists is from El Salvador.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Calize.
Yeah.
Maybe we could bump one of her tracks later.
Yeah, most definitely.
But called Mucha Alegria. But she's also on Give It All You Got. Both she and Paradise are on that, along with a lot of other people. So, but I want to mention that this is a diverse group of artists. It's not just a lot of artists, but a diverse group. Because we got musicians, a lot of them are jazz musicians. We got hip-hop artists, conscious hip-hop artists.
We got poets, yeah.
You know, vocalists. So, and then they span, they're multi-generational, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Right. You know, I mean, I'm just going off the top of the head here, but it seems that that's the way music really should be. I mean, in my head, the idea of genres, while a lot of music can sound different, genres can kind of set things in their own area and they're enclosed in that area, whereas jazz, funk, hip-hop, poetry, I mean, you just labeled like pretty much every American genre dating back to the 1900s or something, or even before that. So, I mean, my view on music is that everyone who is really invested in music is expressing it differently, and that's why you have different genres, but they're all going for the same purpose, and that's just to get a certain feeling out of it.
Absolutely.
So if you can collaborate with this jazz, you know, artist, with this soul artist and that poet, then, you know, you got an excellent track there.
Yeah, I'm amazed at how, you know, different genres of music can blend well together. I mean, it's done, been done before, I guess, on some level, but, you know, just all these different types of elements, you know, I feel like this is, we have, this particular project has its own uniqueness.
Right.
There are others out there, but, you know, this is, you know, somewhat unique too.
Well, and then not to mention you got, you know, the improvisational arts of jazz and hip hop.
Yeah,
which
absolutely.
Just, you know, allow it to blend so much into all different types of music. So we're talking so much about music. Why don't we play a song from Mucho Mas is the name of it, right?
Yeah, why don't we bump that first track?
All right, give it all you got. Let's do it here on the Grassroots Radio. You're tuned in live with Bill Jackson, the owner and producer of True Vibe Records, located out of Oakland, California.
Connections and keys, why he's the key to cha-ching.
It's a brand new day.
Welcome back to the Grassroots Radio Show, live on MutinyRadio.fm, quite possibly the greatest internet radio station in the San Francisco Bay Area. Being a little bit too boastful and bragful, but that's okay because...
Indeed.
And if you're just joining us, we got Bill Jackson in here, who is the owner of True Vibe Records, a record company based out of Oakland, California, and one thing they focus on doing, as well as collaborating with other artists, is infusing this new genre called jazz, funk, hip-hop, poetry into our lives and seeing what we think about it. So the last two songs that you heard was Mucha Alegria and Give It All You Got, which is track 1 and 3 off of jazz, funk, hip-hop, poetry, Mucho Mas. And that is your fourth album, right, Bill?
Yes.
Right.
That's correct.
All right. Right on. So what I was thinking about when I was listening to the music is how did a lot of these tracks come together? Because when you look at all the artists that were on them, I mean, there's anywhere from 3 or 4 to 20 artists on a track. So I was kind of first like, you know, so you have a studio. Is that in, it's in Oakland?
Well, actually, I did this this last album in Marin County.
Okay.
And the way it was done, you know, we laid out down basic tracks, but, you know, everybody didn't record at the same time.
Right.
We brought people in, you know, multiple takes, multiple tracks.
Okay.
That's the way it was done over time.
Nice.
Yeah, a project like this is just kind of hard to get everybody down.
Yeah, I can imagine. I kind of had this idea of like 20 musicians in the studio just jamming. But, and then... Next question was, have you guys done any like live shows of any of these songs or have been able to?
This project is so new, we haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
I did do live shows, you know, with last project, but that's on the agenda for coming up.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you guys, each new project, you'll try to find a different recording studio or you kind of work with?
Well, actually what happened was I was recording in Oakland and the guy that I'd been working with, the engineer, retired.
Yeah.
And so I found another guy that I kind of vibe with up in Marin County.
Cool.
And, you know, we kind of hit it off and I started recording with him.
All
plus
right.
His rates were really good.
Yeah, there you go.
You know.
There you go. Can't beat that.
Friendly to independent artists.
Yeah. Oh, most definitely. Yeah. You know, we know all about that here. Just trying to raise money all the time. But, wow, that's, you know, it's interesting. I want to talk about next, maybe like what you got in plan for the future, like any sort of projects going on right now, or
We're bouncing around some ideas. Some people that I work with, some artists that I work with, have given me some ideas about things that they would like to do. So that's where it is so far. We haven't, you know, finalized anything, but you know, we're kind of in the brainstorming phase.
Right, right, right. Right on. Always with the underlying goal of bringing that new genre to people's ears.
Absolutely.
Right. So,
I just wanted to explain a little bit about the last two tracks that you just played.
Yeah, please.
Give It All You Got is, boy, that song represents, jazz, funk, hip-hop poetry a lot, because it has a Afro-Cuban Latin jazz vibe to it, R&B, funk. You know, you hear the spoken word and the conscious hip-hop, all that stuff, all those elements are in there. And a lot of people on that track.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like on Uncle Sam's Going Broke.
Right.
And Mucha Alegria, which features Calize, a young lady that's originally from Salvador, hip-hop artist. She's also bilingual.
Mm-hmm.
She performs bilingually.
Nice.
That's
great.
The title of the track, it mucha alegría, means much fun in Spanish.
Okay.
It's a track about fun times in Chicano culture.
Okay.
And you know, it's not. It's designed to be a fun song. But they, you know, she slips in some messages about honesty and integrity and personal relationships. And then there's a brief tribute to Mexican American heroes, Cesar Chavez.
Oh, that's okay.
Dolores Huerta.
Right.
And also Jim Plunkett, who used to be the former MVP. He was the quarterback for the Raiders, but, you know, he was the Stanford Heisman Trophy winner.
Oh, wow.
And then also, he took the Raiders to the Super Bowl last time that they went. He's the one that took them.
Right
now, they can't win a game.
No,
but
it's all right. We still love them.
Yeah. But anyway, that I just wanted to share that about those two pieces.
And then obviously you dabble with music yourself. So
yes.
What tracks have you been on it?
Well, I composed the music of all of those tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a brief verse on the first track, Give It All You Got. It's fun to me to do that.
Yeah.
But that's not my main thing.
Right.
I do it to make it fun for myself. Like to get people that are really talented to do what they do.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like to bring in artists that can bring out the most in the project.
Right.
Not that I didn't do my part either.
No, of course.
That's not my main thing. But I did do that, and I composed the music and wrote the lyrics to, you know, most of those songs too. No, but there was a lot of spoken word on this album too, that I didn't write the spoken word.
Oh yeah, of course.
And that's a whole different presentation from the song tracks.
Right.
It's that from between tracks 7 and 11.
Those are all spoken word?
Yeah, they're spoken word.
Oh, I like how you've done that. So you've done like a little interlude of poetry in between.
Exactly.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great.
Some of that is really powerful too.
See, and that's why you're not necessarily going full with the music, because it's a much of a job just to like compose and put all these tracks in the right area and get everyone together.
Right.
So that's your talent is really like the vision of the whole thing as
and,
one.
And coordinating everything too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. So is there any special or spoken word tracks that you liked more than another?
Well, I like all of them. They all have their flavor, but, you know, like, I'd say, I think it's track 9.
Let's Take a Ride?
Let's Take a Ride. That's by Big Dan. He's a young brother that grew up in Oakland. Young Chicano brother that grew up in Oakland. And, you know, that's a track. Part of it is about his troubled life growing up, getting into the gang banging thing and going to juvenile hall. before he turned his life around, and he went on to UC Berkeley and graduated.
Oh, right on.
So he's really, you know, got a strong message. And we used to go into juvenile halls and perform a lot, too. Yeah. He used to come with us, and he knew a lot of the people there because he had from when he had been in there. It's kind of a trip.
And, you know, the fact that it's based out of Oakland, and, you know, obviously you can't say Oakland without someone thinking about the social and cultural inequalities that have existed there.
Absolutely.
For so long. And, you know, I think it's good that you can get, you know, folks like this Chicano brother here or and other people that can really, you know, have the talent and ability, but they just don't have anyone pushing them in the right direction. So props to you for going out and finding people like that, because, you know, there's just so many gems in this rough stone of
absolutely of
the Bay Area and Oakland, especially where people, I think, can get misrepresented a lot. So it's good that we have people like Bill Jackson creating these new genres of music and bringing artists together under the umbrella of music, but overall with a much deeper purpose to really kind of get people's souls in line. That's the way I see it. Getting people interested and involved in music is what can help kind of turn their souls around and you know, just motivate and make them want to pursue something greater in life.
Yeah, well stated.
Yeah.
You said it better. You said it better than I could.
Well, let's go on to Let's Take a Ride, and maybe we'll... I was kind of interested in Ain't Your Mama Black.
Yeah,
as
that's
well.
A good one, too.
Yeah, we'll play both of those.
Yeah, those are very excellent choices.
All right, right on.
I came here to speak the truth and I ain't lying. You's about to witness the awakening of a sleeping giant. I got a 9mm, but it's the state of mind I'm in. They threw my people in the ocean, we either sink or swim. What's up? Yo soy el vato, el cholo, el más loco de todos. I'm the voice to the voiceless, like zapatistas in the Mexican jungle. See, I represent la lucha and homeboys locked down behind prison walls. From penitentiary prison walls to juvie halls and lowrider cars. The ones being blamed for crossing the border. The ones selling fruit, ice cream, and candy to your daughter. Two pandilleros mean mugging and ready for a riot. Two rebels with the car selling dreams, kids dying. It's the revolt of the dead. With little homies strapped up and crazy in the head. The American dream, the life, game banging, trying to earn stripes. Where the only therapeutic outlet for me is to grab a mic. Let's take a ride. Let's go through the body of the ghetto and see the same thing. We connected trying to make the netto. Let's take a mission where we never come back. I'm talking about revolution. Is you ready for that? Let's take a ride. Let's go through the body of the ghetto and see the same thing. We connected trying to make the netto. Let's take a mission where we never come back. I'm talking about revolution. Is you ready for that? See, I was raised in the barrio. My brown folks, let's take a stand. But we in it together, hand in hand with a black man. So understand that I ride with my Africans. I'm Mexican, but we both stuck in the can. May 1st was a test, not a threat, man. Black and brown united, homie, that's the next plan. But wait, let's take a moment of silence. The youth in the hood facing nothing but violence. But wait, tell me how it all started. Stereotypes, people think we retarded. We took it and accepted it, but now we gotta redefine. Gente, vamos para el frente, let's go on a little ride. I was locked up 6 times, living life on the grind. Money was my motivation, then I started busting rhymes. Reading books and asking questions, simply educated gangster. I'ma speak for all la raza, cause it's time to wake up. Let's take a ride, let's go through the body of the ghetto and see the same thing. We connected trying to make the netto. Let's take a mission where we never come back. I'm talking about revolution, is you ready for that? Let's take a ride, let's go through the body of the ghetto and see the same thing. We connected trying to make the netto. Let's take a mission where we never come back. I'm talking about revolution, is you ready for that? You see, the lifestyle of my ancestors was blood, sweat, and tears. I know just about enough now to keep me living for 100 years. You see, I'm aware of politics and the struggle. Black on black, brown on brown, crime, time to huddle. I bow down and reminisce on why now to back down. I can't afford to get down too much in a day, so I pray and sit down while my parents move from Mexico to Oak Town. I stand tall and keep it moving without y'all. I spit it how I live it, can't you get it? I'm real hard. They're giving us crumbs when they got loaves of bread. I hope my words get to your system like Tylenol does for your head. History is back, so grab a pen and take notes. I'm a prodigy, the young king in the city of dope. La vida nunca espera, life always is. The best thing I offer are free, so be my relative. Let's take a ride, let's go through the barrio, the ghetto, and see the same thing. We connected trying to make dinero. Let's take a mission where we never come back. I'm talking about revolution, is he ready for that? Let's take a ride, let's go through the barrio, the ghetto, and see the same thing. We connected trying to make dinero. Let's take a mission where we never come back. I'm talking about revolution, is he ready for that?
Yo mama, so black, she put the hue in humanity and colored the future of the world over 4 billion years ago, and her dye ain't faded yet. Now, ain't your mama black? Your mama so black, when she jumped into the tub of life, she left a ring around the universe. And from her purple, blue, black essence, she gave the suns, moons, and stars birth. Now, ain't your mama black? Your mama so black, she got oil running through her veins like black gold and afro puff clouds that rain life-sustaining liquids on Earth's mahogany-lipped terrain. As her ubiquitous carbon soul is compressed into diamonds underground and oppressed into black pearls like Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman above ground. Now, ain't your mama black? If life and love and all creation is born out of darkness into the light, and the life-giving sun rises up every morning like a baby newborn between the earth's black mountain thighs out of the womb of night, ain't your mama black? Ain't she a carbon copy of one of the daughters of the dust? Ain't Eve short for evening, dark like the end of the day and the beginning? And if the rivers of humanity flow like the Blue Nile from the center of the world out of heart-shaped Africa to the four corners of the earth, and if even your anthropologists say the oldest human remains discovered belong to an African they call Lucy, and if Oprah is America's billion-dollar nanny because you prefer your housekeepers and babysitters and gurus to be swarthy, ain't your mama black? If civilization was Greek to the Greeks before they were suckled by Mother Africa's teats, and if they secretly worship a black Madonna in the Vatican, and if Muhammad and Buddha and Krishna came out of inky India and the Mediterranean whose roots are African, and the Bible says the Messiah had woolly hair and feet of bronze, wasn't his mama? And ain't your mama black? Ain't your mama kind of tall and skinny like a Zulu, short and sinewy like a Bushman or a Bantu, wide like a kinky-headed Samoan, and round or almond-eyed like a black Egyptian, Indian, or Asian? Is she royal blue-black like the people of Senegal, or is she a pale blue-eyed black blonde albino? 'Cause Big Mama is the only mama who comes in all colors, shapes, and sizes. And if your mama is black like my mama, and if in essence all living creatures have the same mama, and we are all brothers and sisters of the same root race, can we not slow the pace and be more considerate of our Mother Africa, our Mother Earth, and our Mother Nature? Ain't your mama black?
Welcome back to the Grassroots Radio Show. You're live with A-Tron. We got Bill Jackson in here, and he is the owner of True Vibe Records, a record affiliate company right out of Oakland, California. with a mission to bring a lot of different artists together and to create this genre called jazz, funk, hip-hop poetry. The last two songs were a part of that poetry. Let's Take a Ride and Ain't Your Mama Black, tracks 9 and 10 off this album called Mucho Mas. Let's Take a Ride was done by an artist known as Big Dan. And who was Ain't Your Mama Black by?
Paradise.
Paradise, all right. And he was also the artist on...
Give It All You Got. He's on about four different tracks there. He has another one called Coco Venus, which is more of a fun track.
Right. And you said he was one of the first artists you started working with, right?
Yes, he is the first artist
the first.
That I started
okay.
working with.
Cool. So we got to wrap things up here, but if you missed any of this intriguing interview, you can go on and find it on the podcast page at mutinyradio.fm, right under Grassroots Radio, DJ Atron. But you know, we're going to play another song off this Mucho Mas jazz funk hip hop poetry. That's a mouthful, but it's okay. It's a good genre that we want to promote. And I wanted to talk to Bill just about where he sees it going, or if you're just kind of riding this high of collaborating with artists and making good music, and or if you're kind of seeing it go in a certain direction, or
I don't know if I can predict that. I like what you said, riding the high of doing the collaboration with other artists. I like doing that. Because everything doesn't fall on me so much. There's so much talent out there, and I just like to take advantage of that and help present it to the world.
Oh, well, you got a good ear for it, that's for sure.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, because you brought together some good artists here, and hopefully we can get at least one of them to come on and do a live show at the station.
Definitely.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I just want to say again that I wish you much success with this idea of jazz, funk, hip-hop, poetry, and everything that True Vibe Records has to offer in congruence with what we do here at Grassroots Radio. And even at the Mutiny Radio station, it kind of falls under the same idea of just, if you got something that you like doing and want to express yourself, then, you know, you go ahead and do it and find the people that are going to collaborate best with that. So here at the radio station, all the DJs are just given the ability to do whatever kind of show they want. And it kind of seems like you're just finding good artists and say, hey, I'm going to put you in a room together and have you collaborate in this way. And hopefully the end result can be something cool and enlightening and educational and inspiring and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to thank you for having me on. And I really appreciate what you guys are doing here at Mutiny Radio.
Thank you.
You're on the same page that I am.
Yeah.
So you guys are just right up my alley.
It's funny, too, because sometimes you think there's no one else. You
exactly.
know?
Yeah.
No, but it's cool.
Just
there's a lot of us.
One little thing I just want to say. We do need your support, so check us out. Go to the True Vibe Records website. That's www.truevibe-records.com. You know, you can hear samples of the tracks on there. You could read information about, you know, the album, the artists, see their pictures. Just a lot of stuff on there. A lot of little interesting tidbits, reviews, and lots of other things.
Do you accept donations or anything like that?
Yes, we do.
Cool. Yeah, so all you listeners out there, go ahead and check out TrueVibeRecords.com. We got owner Bill Jackson here in the studio today. And we're going to go out with one last song. The song is called Afro-Cuban Sax Brothers, and it's the only instrumental track on this album, right?
It features, two saxophone players that grew up. They've been knowing each other since elementary school, Dave Ellis and Ben Ball, and they went on to Berklee College of Music in Boston.
Oh, wow.
Both of them are graduates.
Prestigious, wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Right on. All right, well, we got some talent here on the radio, so check it out. This is the Grassroots Radio Show, True Vibe Records.
so fly and sexy, he's got it going on.
Look, oh my God, there he is!
As he walks with the strut of a Mac, looking at the honey's long hair raw down their back. As he walks with the strut of a Mac, cash flow fat, flashy clothes hanging on the rack. As he walks with the strut of a Mac, pimping the ride, trying to keep all the groupies back.
His pimping life got started long ago.
Ha 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 ha.